98.1 KZE on the line with me today, artist Renee Moncada. His exhibit, Renaissance, opens this Saturday, August 6th. There is a reception from 4 to 7 at the Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties. Renee, welcome to the phone call, and thanks for hopping on with me.
Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, of course. So tell me about Renaissance. I wasn't sure if it was Renaissance, Renaissance. I see it's kind of a play on words.
Yeah, it is a play on the words because, you know, the things that I am doing has to do with the Renaissance. Mm-hmm. And Leonardo is a great friend of mine. I admire him a lot.
Yeah. Well, it says in the info that I was sent, it says that you utilize your own power of alchemy to finish what the Renaissance failed to accomplish. And I am fascinated to hear what that means, or is it something that will have to be seen to be understood?
Well, you see, the Renaissance, it was controlled by the popes and the kings and things like that, and it was a very religious times in those days, and the artists were not free to express themselves, and they had this law that said they followed this: thou shalt have not graven images before me, and all these different things. Mm-hmm. So if you have the Inquisition, you have the Crusades, you have all these kind of things that they control our minds. And art is an individual's main way of communicating. And to have all these dictatorships controlling what we do and what we don't do and what we say and all these different things is really a terrible thing to have on a person, especially a creative person. And I say that an artist cannot have taken consideration that what he's saying here in New York City, somebody is going to be offended in California, and all of a sudden I'm going to try to censor what you do. So I say that censorship is the same thing as the slavery. And self-censorship is slavery perfected.
Wow.
Because when you're afraid that what you're going to say, somebody's going to take it the wrong way and they're going to come after you, that is self-censorship. And that is a terrible way to live for a person that is creative. And so before, it used to be that you did something, and when the Pope or some king or somebody read it, then they came after you. But now we have come to a point where we just have to censor ourselves. And I have liberated that part by creating a symbol that has a vulva in the middle of a cross. And that proves the hypocrisy of all forms of government that want to do, want to censor what the person does.
Mm-hmm.
And I can explain this to you by saying that the vulva was created by God, if you want to believe in God, to give life to Jesus Christ. We don't know how he got into Mary, but definitely he came through that, through there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created by God. There's no doubt about it. And the cross was created by men to kill him. And now I was arrested for here making a demonstration in front of the cathedral, the St. Patrick Cathedral in New York, for presenting a vulva in front of it with a cross, within a cross.
Mm-hmm.
And in court, because they arrest me, within minutes I was arrested, imagine doing that, it's like that. And it made me feel like Luther, Martin Luther,
Sure.
And then in court, I said to the judge, which happened to be a woman, that the which one of the two symbols were sacred? Was it what God invented to give life to Jesus, or what men invented to kill him?
Yeah.
So they never heard such a thing. They thought, that I had, that I ate bad cheese that day or something. I don't know. Or I forgot my medication for making such a statement in the steps of St. Patrick Cathedral in the middle of the day, in a summer day. And I said to them, instead of having behind the judge in God we trust, we should have in the judicial system of the United States we trust.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Or in the Constitution of the of the United States, or at the very least in the thoughts of the judge. So I read her name, and then I said, in such and such trust. Judge, we trust.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they really didn't think that I had my my thoughts together, and that's why I said that I finished what the, or I am finishing still, the what the Renaissance started, because we pagans, when we're the ones who started painting things that have nothing to do with the popes or kings. And we got to the pagans, they call us pagans because we put plants and animals and people that are regular people, they didn't have to be, you know. So that was the, that's what I say that. So.
Yeah, wow, that is that's a brilliant explanation. Thank you, Renee.
Well, I'm glad that you like it, because I have suffered the indignity of, you think, women to me are nature's paragon, you know, and there is no word to express what a woman does in art. With men, you know, living in a patriarchal society, they call it a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was a woman who did it,
mm-hmm.
you know, you will say, this is her masterpiece. But there is no word for it.
Right.
So I consider women to be a paragon of nature. You know, to me, I hold them in a very high, you know, respect for what they do, because they are the ones who bring life into this earth. You know, men just deposit the seed, but then they have to carry that thing there for 9 months, and after that they have to feed him and clean him and do all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a society that they don't consider that work. You know, 9 to 5, that's what work is. But cooking and cleaning and taking care of the children and taking care of the husband and all that thing, that to them is no work. And now with the abortion thing that they're happening, that they, you know, they consider woman the one to blame, as they do in India, the one to blame for being raped,
mm-hmm.
or for, you know, it's amazing. It's just something that it has depressed me tremendously, and I am glad that Jane has given me this opportunity to
Yeah, I know. I did the same thing the other day. Jen at Jane Street.
It gave me the opportunity to present this show, and I will have two lectures. One is called the Twat Soliloquy,
mm-hmm.
which I will express exactly what I am telling you, how important this part of the anatomy of a woman is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I say this, there is nothing more powerful than that upon which a woman sits.
Hmm.
That is indeed the seat of power.
Well said.
That's my statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for your allyship, and thank you for noticing, because, yeah, it's hard out here. Renee Moncada is my guest. We have the Renaissance opening this weekend with a reception from 4 to 7 at Jane Street Art Center this Saturday. And then you also have a book reading August 27th, correct, from your own book, Don Juan?
Yes. It's Don Juan is the first one, the only one, and the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Don Juan, it's Don Juan.
Yes, yes. Nobody think I'm just mispronouncing Juan. It is one.
Okay.
Thanks for sticking up for me there.
Yeah, I say that this is the saga of an estrogen addict and the women he managed to debrief. I like the American language, and I love to play with words in this manner, you know, just to, with these things that I say.
Yeah, you have a way with them. Well, Renee, I don't want to keep you too long, but thank you so much for speaking to me today. And the Jane Street Art Center is hosting Renee Sense. It's running from August 6th through September 11th with some great special presentations, the Twat Soliloquy August 13th and the book reading on August 27th. And it sounds incredible. And thank you for bringing it to Saugerties, Renee.
Thank you for taking me in consideration. I really appreciate it.